The Minister of Tourism and Culture in St. Vincent and the Grenadines has been commended for the country's participation in Carfest, the 15 currently underway in Barbados. The commendation comes from Acting Prime Minister Montgomery Daniel during a radio program. Daniel says Carfest is a very important gathering of Caribbean people that promotes exchange in culture, heritage, and identity.
I want to, first of all, congratulate the Ministry of Culture and by extension, the government of St. Vincent and the Grenadines for sending the largest contingent ever, as I am aware of it, to the 2025 Carifest in Barbados. The idea basically is not only to participate in the activities, but rather to understand more wholesomely our historical path and to know who we are as a people, where we came from, and to fully appreciate the identity of our Caribbean people and our oneness in the Caribbean.
Minister Dander says it is important that the people of the Caribbean continue to meet in festivals like Carifesta to have these exchanges as the region forges ahead towards the future. According to the Vice President of Guyana, the country's future is too important to leave it to chance. In appeal to voters, he's framing the PPPC as the only party with a vision for country, credible track record, and Guyana's future cannot be left to chance. In the Bahamas, meanwhile, the Free National Movement ratified 7 more candidates last evening during an event at the party's Mackay Street headquarters. Senator Michaela Barnett Ellis was announced as a candidate in Killarney, where there has been some controversy with the FNM's decision not to ratify former Prime Minister Dr. Hubert Minnis, who has been the constituency's MP since 2007. Other candidates announced Thursday evening included the FNM Secretary General Serpent Roll for Tall Pines, Heather MacDonald in Eggleston, and Trevania Clark Hall in Seabreeze. This is Winston Barnes, WAVS News.